Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Paulette. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dwayne Paulette. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a line drive into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Strickland moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to third for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Smith moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. Regalado hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pellett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Pellett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians won, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 2 in the game. Regalado strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson pinch hits for Dwayne Follett. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Smith is hit by the pitch. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cohn moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive towards the mound. Wynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.